and gentlemen. Let's go.
Lifestyle, wellness, damn good time.
Level up, level up, level up, level up.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
You're listening to the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Show. I'm Jenny.
I'm here.
He's Jay. And we are in the unfuckwithable season, and we're sitting here chatting because the season's coming to a close here. We were talking about what we're going to do next season, and we were thinking about what we really wanted to bring to the conversation today, and we decided just to have a raw conversation here about something that we noticed from our nomad trip that really is definitely a key part of becoming unfuckwithable, and that is being flexible. But flexibility that I'm talking about, that we're going to be talking about today, while it is important to be flexible like a yogi, it's not that type of flexible. It's the flexible of, you know, your life and in different situations and the adaptability of what that is. So being flexible. So we're in multiple different environments. We're staying in all these different places. And as we bring our stuff in and we unpack and we get used to the new layout, the new energy, the new environment, I was just thinking like how flexible and how this experience is helping us to really just release any potential attachments to things that, like to expectations or things that, like the way that we feel like things should be or need to be. Because I feel like when we become really rigid and we become very, just the word that comes up again is expecting like things to go a certain way. Mm-hmm. That's when it causes us to be frustrated and to be thrown off and to end up having this bad day. You know, I just think of, you know, the prime example that in our society is you have older people who are very, sometimes very angry. And I feel like it's because they just get so set in their ways and they become so rigid and they get used to things because maybe they're not being exposed to as much anymore. Ooh, and we even maybe saw a glimpse of that, not angry people. I'm not talking about that, but even just thinking about the villages where we stayed. Yes, everything is there, right? You have all of the golf and the pools and the fun and the activities and the live music. Like you don't ever have to leave that village or that area. And we were telling our other friends like, oh, the village is so cool and fun. And it is. But think about it. Someone told us that I love it here. I don't even go on vacation anymore. I don't need to. Everything's here. But then you're just seeing that same environment and that same space, and you're not exposed to other things.
I feel it's a different conversation though, because some of those people don't want to be exposed to anything else. And flexibility in that situation could be the pool you usually go to is closed, so you go to the one that's 45 minutes away via golf cart. So yeah, I still feel there's flexibility in that particular situation. And it's not about being, if we're talking about being flexible and like the rigidness of non-exposure to other things, like that's two different conversations.
Well, I guess my point was with us being on this trip and us being exposed to multiple areas, states, cities, people, it helps keep us flexible because if we were in the same place with the same city and the same expectations, and then we go somewhere or something comes into our life that's not what we're used to, we get frustrated. So my point was one of the ways that we can stay flexible is through exposure. The more things that we're exposed to, and you're right, you made another point about the villages. It is true, and it may not have been a good example.
Oh no, it's not saying it wasn't a good example.
Or it's a good example for that point, the point of exposure.
Well, and I'm just saying, but even in the villages, there's an aspect of flexibility. But expectations, yes. It's kind of like picking places where there's only outdoor stuff. You know, the expectation of, oh, I want to see the world, I want to see the country, which is cool. But that's not the only thing that's going on in the United States. As we saw from being in Alabama, there wasn't a lot of outdoor. Where we're more in the burbs, more close to like a college town or whatever. So yes, there were probably like nice little parks or whatever, but you know, if you have an expectation of I'm nomading around the country to see the great outdoors or whatever. And you're at a place because the price is right. And it's just a great situation for that particular time. You might not have access to that stuff, or you might have to drive further, or you look for other things like the history of that particular city, the culture there. There's other things to be found. So if, you know, you're like going somewhere and you're like, oh my God, I wanted to see waterfalls or whatever, but I can't, so this trip is ruined. I mean, being flexible is looking for the silver lining in everything. And that may sound pie in the sky or overly optimistic, but it is what it is. We choose our reality. So I agree with the expectation thing. Like, if you're have expectations or whatever, you're cutting out the flexibility. You're cutting out a chance to view awesome and amazing stuff. Like the canyons in Georgia we went to. I don't like being outside when it's hot. I don't like bugs. I'm hypersensitive to some sound, so the buzzing like just drives me nuts. Sweating my ass off, walking miles and miles at a time. I'm not a fan of that, but I was open to do that because looking back at the pictures, but looking back at the videos, sometimes in the moment you can't appreciate the beauty for what it is. So being open and being flexible to try something different, even if you don't like it in the moment, like looking back, you're like, holy shit, that's cool. I'm really glad I did that, which hopefully will have you open to experience other things, you know, going forward. I still probably won't like being outside when it's hot or the bugs and the buzzing and stuff or walking 10 miles, but like knowing potentially, okay, I can do 5. And although in the moment, I might not see the beauty, but going back and looking back at this through from another perspective other than my own, even being like through the lens of a camera or through the lens of your camera and being, holy shit, yeah. Yeah, I see what you were talking about when we were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I love what you shared as an aspect of this flexibility, because that's one way. And I keep going back to this, you know, being rigid versus being flexible. And when I think about rigidity as it's shown up in my life, is when I begin to develop maybe a certain taste for things, or I, you know, everything's going well in my life and, you know, everything's great from my perspective, right? I'm going along, everything, I'm eating the foods I like, going to the places I like and whatnot. And then something happens, right? Something knocks me off of that path. And then you, at least for me, it's like, okay, you're like annoyed that something didn't go your way, or you're annoyed that something didn't meet your expectations because you're used to a certain thing. And then you're all like, you know, it just shakes you up for the rest of the day. Then who knows, maybe someone bumps you later and you're like, yeah, get off me. And then, you know, someone, your spouse says something to you and you're like, yeah, shut up. Like, it just builds onto this thing because you're already annoyed from the one thing. And I definitely like this feel of flow, flexibility, adaptability that I've really realized from this trip, because there's a lot of places that we stay that aren't what we perceive to be ideal.
Right.
And I could be annoyed that the fridge is not the size that I want, or the burners don't work the way that I want, or I don't, whatever like thing like that. I could be annoyed at all those different things. And it's just not, why? That's just a lot of energy and effort. And I guess that's just kind of my point, because if you talk about being and becoming unfuckwithable, if you're just living on the edge of like, rawr, all the time because things aren't going your way or aren't the way that you like, I don't know. I'd rather just be like cool, calm, and chill, right? And so when something comes my way, I'm like, yeah, I see that. And I, you know what? I think that we can acknowledge what we like and don't like, and we can have preferences. Mm-hmm. But when those preferences or those things become rigid, and then when things go outside those lines and you're annoyed and frustrated, I think that's something worth
exploring. Well, I mean, if you're going to be mad and pissed off, like not you, just people in general, you're going to be mad and pissed off that the refrigerator isn't the size, or, you know what I'm saying, the grill doesn't work, or the oven or the stove doesn't work, or they have like a microwave from 1975. I don't even know if they made like microwaves in 1975. But anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we've had like small microwaves and whatever.
If that's the case, you don't need to be traveling around the country. You know what I'm saying? You need to settle down and buy the shit that you want for your particular house so you don't have to be frustrated. So it's takeaways. There's always takeaways.
But even that, like, okay, I see what you're saying. Like, don't travel around the country. But even my point was, like, the more rigid you become in your ways,
well, that's what
be
I'm saying.
Mindful.
I get that.
In life, in other ways.
And I'm saying, for an example, this particular example about traveling or about being rigid, once again, you create your own reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if those are the things that are going to upset you, or, you know what I'm saying, have you not enjoyed life, you need to change that. You know, there's going to be, if there's aspects of your life where you want to be rigid in, where you don't want to change, we all have that choice. And if that's the case, you know, if it's something as small as, for the example you gave, appliances,
mm-hmm.
get you the appliances that you want, settle down, and you know what I'm saying? You have that choice to not be like flexible, and that's cool. Like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But that's one small thing. And then what I'm saying, if we're talking about flexibility, if that particular thing, let's insert something else. If that certain thing is causing you rigidity, maybe you need to look at how you're living. You need to take a step back and take a global look at things and readjust.
Mm-hmm. And realign, redefine, and redesign.
That's all I was
essentially
saying.
Yeah, I know that makes sense, because I think the gift to being flexible, and I don't know, I mean, I'm just exploring here, you know, with like Jamaicans, you know, the real chilled and laid back, Islanders, chilled and laid back. What do you think, if you have an idea, because we are like completely off the cuff in this conversation, what do you think about some of those cultures that are just real chill? Because I think being like just chill and laid back and flowing like water and being flexible is one of the aspects to being unfuckwithable, because they're not going to be, you can't ruffle their feathers.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you can. I'm pretty sure you can. I'm pretty sure it's a little harder. But if you think about it, if you've ever been to Jamaica, a lot of people in Jamaica say, we don't have problems, we have situations. That's a whole different headspace. That's a whole different mindset. You know, this isn't a problem, it's only a situation. Even when you say that out loud, it puts a different amount of energy on it.
Mm-hmm.
People Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? We went to that awesome wood shop. It's not a wood shop, but basically they made these awesome sculptures out of wood, and we were like, yo, we get our place, and you know, we want to come back and get this or whatever, and there was something I wanted to get, and I was like, yo, when are you guys open? And the dude looked at me, he's like, yo, we on island time. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I mean, you know, we open when we open. You know, it's a whole different, like, when you go to other places, like, time literally is irrelevant. And if when Costa Rica, for example, if you YouTube videos, one of the things is like, if you're used to having things done at a certain time, this probably isn't the place, because someone will tell you, yeah, tomorrow, but they don't mean tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, I'll be there. And then you're going to be pissed off when they don't show up. But it's a different, I don't even want to say it rules. It's just a different type of culture in general.
Yeah. In mind space. It reminds me of that example where someone we talked to, we heard it. I don't remember where it came from, but someone's mom was frustrated that the repairman mm-hmm. wasn't coming.
One of our clients.
Okay. Wasn't coming in the time frame that they expected. And then, you know, she helped shift her mom into a different mind space. And then with that, she was like, okay, you know, like, but think about all that agitation she carried. And look, I get it. There's times when we have deadlines and we have certain things that need to be met. But even like Jay was saying, if you're getting thrown off or getting agitated, it's really just taking a step back and asking yourself why, what's going on, you know, and just really check in. Because of course, you are able to have feelings that are valid. And sometimes the feelings have them. You know, you have a certain expectation or a certain job that needs to be done. But I think it's, if it's rolling into other aspects of your life, I don't know. I just really like, I really am enjoying this flexible flow, be like water state, because I just feel like there's less stress. There's less chatter in my head about this or that or whatever. Things that just are, I find for me, that are irrelevant for me to spend time worrying about or thinking about or wishing that they were different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the point, because I don't know. It's just, I think that's really the thing. When things happen, how do you respond to them? And how does that carry into the rest of your day, life, and existence?
Better question. When things happen, how do you choose to respond to them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything is a choice and a decision.
Hmm. I just feel like I feel like I want to go listen to Bob Marley. That's really, I think that's flexibility. Don't worry about a thing. Cause every little thing gonna be all right. I will send you, we'll send you off with that. What we want you to do is really just pause and take a moment and think about your own life. How are you showing up? How are you responding to things? Where could you be more flexible? Where could you be more adaptable? How could you create more of that chill, that peace, that love, that just freedom?
Oh, is this the last episode of the Unfuck with the Wolf season?
We might have a couple more before we close out, because I think next week or the week after, we're going to have a really good guest.
Jenny's like, she's really the brains behind this operation.
I told you about the guest this morning.
Hey, listen, I just show up. That's how flexible I am. I just show up.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, no, we're coming to a close. And I know that we'll take possibly a short break in between seasons. And we were actually brainstorming and talking about what our next season would be. And we were super excited. We got a lot of great ideas. And we will share that with you here shortly in the near future. If you don't already, follow us on Instagram at @2_J Holla. We're sharing a lot about our nomad trip there. Stories. Reels. Are we doing reels still? Reels, IGTVs, posts.
We do reels when I feel like doing reels.
Okay. So yeah, we're sharing on there. Lots of different ways. So you can definitely someday, I don't know when, but we've talked about it. We might hop on over to YouTube and share some of our videos over there just as another format. Maybe do some longer form stuff. We'll see. We are really staying flexible with this and not having any expectations. That way it stays fun and in flow. Jay's dancing right now.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, guys. See you on the next episode.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.